What's crack-a-lackin', everybody? Welcome back to another episode of All Gas, No Trash. Today we have another album review for you. We'll get to that in a minute. Because first, we have the obligatory, contractually obligated, no curse minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, Pizza Enthusiast.
Did you blow
ass? Yeah, I did. Like 10 minutes ago. Did it just get to you?
That was like concentrated evil.
Well, I mean, that's what's inside of me, so I don't know what else you want me to say.
Man, that is... That is pungent on the nostrils, dude.
Deadly? There also could be a gas leak in here. Also, I don't know. I mean, that may also be it. And I'm not talking about gas from my anus. I'm talking about like natural gas.
Smells like a landfill.
Well, that's kind of how I eat. So that makes a lot of sense. A lot of protein in there. Anyways, all right. The minute is now over. Today we're going to be talking about Sextile Man. What a great name, Sextile.
Yeah.
New album, Yes Please, including punctuation, which I have to say is a very nice touch. I enjoy some good punctuation. I enjoy a good old-fashioned Oxford comma along with a period appropriately utilized.
No capital Y, though.
Well, Sextile is the beginning of the sentence, and that's capitalized, so I would imagine that that's...
That's something.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Intro.
All right.
I'm going to say that I sporadically listen to this group.
Okay.
And the last time that I listened to them was for their last album in 2023, which was called Push. And I have quite a bit of songs saved up from that album. I'm not like, I wouldn't say I'm a adamant follower of their music. It's something that I like tune into every now and then.
All right.
So, but I figured, why not? Let's fucking listen to the album that they just released, which was Yes Please. So not much really in the way of introductions. There's no personal story for me to add.
All right.
So we'll just
I will say that I have never listened to them. I've never even heard of them up until you bringing this up.
Yep.
And I'm listening to this completely fresh and new with zero expectations and zero biases in my brain. Right. I mean, other than the fact that we just listened to another artist and that was fucking amazing. So maybe I will be biased. I don't know. I have to clear my brain now. I have to clear my mind. We did a bunch of episodes in between.
Yes.
So that there would be no, like, you know, cross remembrance. We did multiple topics. We did a whole other extra podcast about other shit. So I think this will be fair and unbiased.
As unbiased as you can get.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's get it cracking with Sextile's newest album, Yes Please. This will be track number one, Intro. All right, that was the intro track. Sextile, Yes Please, Intro.
Man, there was a real sense of urgency.
Yeah.
In that I felt like, all right, I'm going to go off the rails on this, but it feels like there was aliens that just broke out of Area 51, and they're not the bad kind of aliens. They're the good aliens. They're the ones that rave, and Area 51 was going to probe them. Like, guys, we got to break out or else they're going to stick stuff in our butt. And they got like glow sticks and they're like, they're raving as they break out.
What do you got? That sounds about right. There was this sense of impending doom that something bad was about to happen. And they needed to get the fuck up out of there.
Yeah.
Like pulling out glow sticks and fucking let's get the rave started. That's what that felt like for sure.
There was like, I don't know. It felt like there was a space equality to it with the synthesizers and the sirens go off. I'm like, oh shit, we're in for something.
Yeah. Something's about to happen. So, all right, let's get into the next track. Resist, track number two. Here we go. Actually, disregard that. It's not Resist. I fucking had it on shuffle for some reason. So
check.
The next track actually is track number two, Women Respond to Bass. All right. That was track number two, Women Respond to Bass. Damn, that was fucking good.
That was cool.
That was fucking cool shit. All right. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Hear me out here.
I went crazy.
Yeah.
Now you're going
to
go crazy.
Now I'm about to go. I think I'm about to go fucking ridiculous. Okay. All right. Okay. So I don't know what it is, but I get this like, I do think maybe aliens are involved, all right? However, I kind of think that this is about, like, an underground collective of dwarves, and they like are miners, and so like they're mining underground, and they like they found this fucking alien shit, and that's what the alarm's going off for, and they're like, oh shit, we gotta fucking do something about this, like. What do we do? All right. Well, we know women respond to bass. Let's try bass. Let's try that first and see if these aliens fuck off because of the bass. And then they're like, they're just pounding the bow, 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 bow. And they're like, if they start dancing, maybe they're alien women and maybe we could fuck them. I don't know. Like, I think that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that song was fucking a banger, man.
Dude. The reverby fucking, well, you have the woman like delivering the vocals in like this deadpan manner.
Yeah.
And then you have like the reverb added on top of it. And then all these cool, like metallic,
yeah,
wide ranging electronic sounds. But that the center, like the main chorus was that fucking bass,
And like those metallic sounds, like that's kind of where I'm getting this like underground dwarf minor shit.
Yeah.
Is it sounds like, I don't know. It sounds like electronic, like axe picking, like hitting against rocks and shit or hitting against metal ore or some stuff. It's fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
It's really fucking cool.
I will say, on a serious note for me, okay. So there's obviously these lyrics that I don't particularly understand, like verse one where it says, take the piss, carry this, where's your collar, hit the streets like a bat, holy water, kiss my cheek, you and me, if you wanna, no more teeth, life is bleak, fuck your dollar. I have no idea what that means. The only thing that really stands out to me is the last line where maybe instead of doing the rat race and trying to earn as much money as possible, you're like, fuck it, let's just fuck and be animals and go crazy instead of like trying to spend our entire lives trying to earn like a fucking dollar or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think obviously this song is like a euphemism for sex, like that women respond to bass, like because of the fact that, like, I mean, like a motor vehicle or whatever,
they respond to rhythmic pounding.
Yeah, I mean, it probably feels good in their genitalia.
Feels area. Good, man.
They're, yeah, the pubic region, and then that part, I like the part where it says ego shakes, so you hate every color, half afraid will you stay undercover, slow it down till it's smaller.
Yeah,
talking about
you busted your nut and your little penar turns back to a small little shaft again,
feeling like a hurricane down in Florida. That is rather hilarious.
That is rather hilarious.
Hit me again with the next track.
Oh yeah, next track. Track number 3, Freak Eyes. Here we go. All right, that was track number 3, Freak Eyes. Okay, I think my biases are being confirmed with my confirmation bias syndrome about the dwarven coven thing here. All right, okay, now hear me out. Okay, hear me out. Okay, we've moved out of the mine, and now we're into the forge, where the ever diligent dwarven weapon forging master is that metallic rhythmic pounding. That's him hitting the fucking anvil with the fucking steel. He's pounding it into fucking swords and fucking knives and chainmail and all kinds of shit. And he's under all this pressure and he just wants to party. He just wants to fucking take off his fucking leather vest that he has on, his leather, that smock thing that they wear. And he just wants to take it off and just be free. He just wants to party. He just wants to do drugs and party, man. He's working his ass off. And he just wants to get a break. He just wants to catch a break. All right. God damn. This is fucking good. God damn it.
All right. The impression that I got from this track was that, on a serious note.
Okay.
This is seemingly an autobiographical track of the band. I guess on the nose would be that they feel pressure from the record label or even their fans that they should be doing this or that with their music. And yeah, that's kind of like the gist that I got from it. I don't know how I feel about the track. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this track in particular. I did like the buzzing bass sound, but as soon as like that cowbell was introduced, I don't know if it killed it for me, but like it felt like there was almost too much going on because of how much that bass was like taking up a majority of the song on top of the the dude's vocals on top of it. I don't know. I didn't hate this track, but I'm somewhere in between. I'm 50-50 on it.
Yeah, well. All right, well, let's see what the next one goes. Track number four. Here we go. Penny Rose, track number four. All right, that was track number four. Right, track number four? Penny Rose. Yeah, track number four, Penny Rose. I didn't like that fucking song.
That was an interesting song.
I also don't know what the fuck that weird fucking dial-up internet noise was about. I don't know if that just it gave me PTSD from fucking dial-up internet back in the days, but like that was an odd choice to throw in there. I felt like that kind of was just like distracting of everything, and it was, I don't know, man, the way the deadpan fucking delivery with that weird internet noise, I didn't like that. Didn't tickle my buttons correctly.
I thought it was an interesting track. I thought it sounds like it's about a girl that shot up a school.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was about. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like this. It does sound like a Nine Inch Nails song. To me, it does. That having right after having said something about on the last track, it's like, oh, you should be more like Trent Reznor or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They mentioned that. So hearing this track, it's rather funny to hear me say that this track feels like a Nine Inch Nails song. I didn't love it, but I thought it was okay. I thought it was an okay track. Probably because that song was just kind of monotonous all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there wasn't really much of a change other than the story development within the song, but yeah, it was all right. I wouldn't say I was crazy about it, but yeah, it was an all right song.
Yeah, I wasn't my cup of tea. All right, anyways, let's go on to track number five, Push Ups featuring Jenny Beth. Here we go. All right, that was track number five, Push Ups featuring Jenny Beth. I really liked tracks two and three. Four and five, not so much.
I don't know. This one's kind of confusing.
I don't know what the fuck this track was about. It was maybe it was like started out as it was about like the maybe one of the other kids in the school shooting that was like a victim of it. But then like all of a sudden we started doing push-ups. I don't know what the fuck that's about. Also, these two tracks were monotonous, and they've become monotonously mid. That's kind of what this has turned into. Yeah,
they're just kind of like
it's fucking flattened out real fast.
Yeah, but I also the broadness of the lyrics don't bring me to any like type of conclusions either.
No, I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
I don't really know what's going on.
I am now officially lost.
Like it's cryptic as fuck. It's like it's broad. It's cryptic because it's broad.
You know what it is? I think it's that artsy fartsy fucking artistry nonsense that people like to do.
Less is more.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm just gonna make my statement by saying like these things and really, you know.
You figure it out.
Yeah, and I don't like that. I don't like that in this. I don't know. I also don't like that we've gone away from the dwarven theme, and I'm really a little pissed off actually.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this song. I don't know if there's anything really to note that. It was a lot faster.
I don't know why Jenny Beth need to be involved in this, but whatever. I mean,
it seems like this song was a lot faster paced than the previous tracks. I don't fucking know. Dude. I don't really know about this track.
Let's go to the next song. Track number six, which is also featuring some other asshole. Kids featuring Izzy Glaudini. Track number six. Here we go. All right. That was track number six, Kids. All right. I mean, we've kind of come back on the wagon now. That song was a lot better. Nice recovery.
Yeah, I liked it because it felt like it was at least my interpretation of the song. It seems like they're talking about the kids that grew up on rave music.
Yeah.
And that they eventually burn out for what we like, because, you know, like drugs are kind of like a big part of rave culture.
Yeah.
That once they get involved with it, that they eventually burn out. Like they become, I don't want to say they become losers or something but they, some of them die. Some of them get addicted to drugs and eventually we'll all pass away and go to the big rave in the great blue sky.
Yeah. That's basically what I can concur with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, recovery here. Let's see where they go with it. Let's see if they can continue this.
There was this high-pitched sound in the very beginning. Dude, I have no idea. I wish I was better at describing electronic music to be more descriptive of the types of sounds that we're hearing. Like, oh, I couldn't tell you if it's like a machine that specifically makes that noise. Just to like make a note of it that we're able to describe it. Because I don't even know how to describe like half this shit. Like, that's kind of the problem that I have when we're listening to this type of music. Because it's like, where do we start or even begin talking about like the finer electronic sounds that happen in a song? But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, well, fuck it. Let's just get to the next track. 99 Bongos. I hope this song's about Donkey Kong. I don't know why. Anyways, here we go. 99 Bongos, track number 7. Here it is. All right, that was track number 7, 99 Bongos. Now, I thought the backing track was cool with the that felt like jungle rave music, all right? Like, that was kind of cool. But then you got this asshole fucking just muttering about nonsense and just fucking completely takes you out of it. Oh, you know, it was like 4 a.m. in the morning as opposed to what? 4 a.m. in the evening? No shit, it's 4 a.m. in the morning, you fucking idiot. Like, I don't need some asshole muttering nonsense in the middle of the song. This is like artsy fartsy fucking stupid shit. I don't like that. Other than that, song was okay. But I hated that fucking dude coming in there.
Spoken word.
Shut the fuck up, all right? Just shut the fuck up. We're all supposed to be high on acid. Why do we want to hear you fucking talk about nonsensical bullshit that has nothing to do with this song? We're getting lost in the world of being in this jungle rave. Like, the little, they got like those little coconut lights out there. It's like just, it's dimly lit. We're in the jungle. There's some fucking fires going on. And like, we're just all smoking fucking crack and fucking being in the woods, all right? And then I don't, hey guys, you know, it's like totally 4 in the morning and like, you know, just, you guys want to get Taco Bell? Like, what's going on around here? Hey, did you see how green that tree is? Shut the fuck up. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. The small portion that I did enjoy of the song was the novelty of the rhythmic sounds of like that metallic bongos. And there was also like this, there was this sound in the background. It was like, it was bass, but it was like flipped inside out. It was like boo, 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 woo, boom, boom, boo, woo. Like it was very fucking interesting. I don't know. That's like the best I could do in describing it. I thought that was cool. I really didn't care for like the spoken word portion. And as far as like interpretations of the lyrics or what I could take away from the song is that they're out somewhere partying and doing all kinds of wild shit. According to this, they're kissing friends. I don't know if that's like kissing your homies and like,
hey man,
you know, not just girls, like you're kissing your homies too.
let's do LSD and take a bath. Oh man,
yeah, dude. Let's grab each other's junk and like, you know, kiss each other in the mouth and stuff.
Hey man, it's not gay. All right. If you're high on LSD, it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah, this just seems like an exercise in delinquent behavior.
Yeah.
And yeah, it does talk about it in a fun manner, I suppose, where it's like it's in a cadence of like 3 syllables or, you know, I don't know how you would describe that, but really short lyrics. And then it's just kind of describing like a party and doing all kinds of wild shit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I was lukewarm on this track. I didn't love it.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next track. Track number 8. S is 4. I'm assuming sextile, but that's what it's called.
S is 4. For banana.
S is 4. The letter 3. Anyways. All right. Track number 8. S is 4. Here we go. All right. That was track number 8. S is 4. I felt that was an enjoyable track.
Yeah, that was actually pretty decent with considering how repetitive it was.
Yeah, S it was like it was rhythmically hypnotic. S is for jacking my peen. That's what that's for. I was rhythmically jacking off this song.
Not literally, but in a figurative
interpretive dance of jacking off. What was it to this song?
Dude, that the bass part in the background, it had like this bouncy, bubbly quality to it. I'm like, that was fucking rad. And then there was like these scales. It wasn't a comb, but you know that sound when you like go through a comb, like when you pick the ends of it and it makes like that.
Oh, yeah. Boing,
boing. Yeah, yeah. Like when you do that, like that was what the scales sounded like when you when they made the scales. Or seemingly what sounded like a fucking comb. But just that was a relatively simple track in terms of lyrics, but it was a banger. I enjoyed it. Yeah,
I enjoyed it. All right, well, let's get into track number 9, Rearrange. Here we go. Track 9. All right, that was track number 9, Rearrange.
That is much lyrical depth as fucking like a Green Day song. They're like, shit's fucked.
Yeah,
like that's much. As much as it sounded like, all right, things are bad and we should change or do something different.
You know what? I think I figured out this shit is.
What?
I think this is fucking gooning music.
Like, why?
I think this is edging and gooning music. I think this is stuff you can aggressively jack your wiener to. Like, I'm not even fucking around. I think that this has excellent commercial value to the Gen Z and the Gen Alpha kids who edge and goon all day long. They could just bounce it down, down, bounce. Like, it's the perfect rhythm to just edge to all day. I mean, fuck.
Man, the imagery that comes to mind for that that fucking bass synthesizer is like a fly in one of those electric fly buzzer things. And it's like, bam, they just held a mic. Like, oh, get that. And then they put it on a keyboard. this track was all right. I'm not falling in love with like a lot of tracks. The only one that I really, really loved was what was it, like track 2?
Yeah, track 2 and 3 were the best ones.
Yeah, Women Respond to Bass is like my favorite track so far.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's get to track number
10, Resist. Here we go. Track 10, Resist. All right, that was track number 10, Resist. Here's the obligatory fucking political song about here's our political views.
It felt kind of generic.
It also sounded like some of the previous tracks, except they just threw in lyrics that were political.
It's probably that postal one.
Yeah.
That one with the girl going postal.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounded like, I think. And then they just changed the lyrics to be something.
Although this one was a slightly bit faster.
Yeah.
This track reminded me of like a KFMDM track called World War III because of the megaphone effect on the vocals. Even though like KFMDM was probably, they're more industrial and this was more like, what is it? This felt like trance
electric.
Techno trance or whatever. But, another kind of like pedestrian track, felt okay. It was all right. Like, I didn't love it. Just a lot of like mid fucking songs, dude. Nothing has really hit since that song about women liking bass.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Give us some more of that shit. Anyways, all right, let's get on to track number 11. This is Kiss. There we go. All right, that was track number 11, Kiss. And how fitting, as you said, that it sounds like they're starting to phone it in and you hear like this dial tone and like some numbers. It sounds like they're literally dialing. Hey, we're phoning this in the rest of this fucking album. So just FYI.
They shoehorned like a change up at the end of the song to make it interesting towards the end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think it's too late for that.
Yep. I checked out months ago, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm already mentally checked out. There's a small chance. There's a very small chance the last two songs can save it, but no, I don't think that's the case.
I don't think that's gonna happen either, especially because this is another song featuring some other asshole. So here we go.
All right,
let's go. This is track number 11, Hospital, featuring Izzy Glaudini again. Here we go.
All right.
All right, that was track 12, Hospital, featuring Izzy Glaudini. And I think I need to go to the hospital after hearing that fucking garbage.
My favorite part was when it said, no one gives a shit at all. You're fucking A right. We don't.
Yeah, no, we don't give a shit.
That track, okay. whatever redeeming qualities existed within that track, it ended with like clipping and crunchy noises
at the end.
And I'm like, fuck you.
Yep. Get out of here.
I did not deserve that.
No.
We've been sitting here doing our due diligence.
Yeah.
And you fucking throw that in my face. How dare you?
Yeah. That's insulting to say the least.
Let's just get the next.
It's Jover.
It's Jover.
It's Jover. But let's just get it over with. Listen to the last fucking track. Soggy Newports. That's what I feel like right now. I feel like my fucking somebody pissed on my Newports and now I got a fucking smoke pissed on Newports. That's terrible. All right, here we go. All right, that was the last track, Soggy Newports. What a real fucking shitty way to end that album, man. What the fuck was that? What a fucking slap to the face of the people who just wasted the last 37 minutes of their lives to listen to this shit. Now, this song was so out of place. What the fuck was that about? I don't get it.
I think it was a nightcap. No pun intended. Like the whole, it feels like there was a whole story involved. Like they partied all night. They got fucked up. They ended up in the hospital. And now they're just getting out to possibly do it all over again. Meeting all kinds of strange characters that are selling vodka and cigarettes and shit. And she stumbled upon a pack of soggy Newports that she thinks she's going to flip for, what'd she say? Some change?
Change.
But at the end of the day, who gives a shit? I mean, I don't, man, I don't even know what to say at this point at the end of this album. It started off strong.
What a disappointment, though. It started off so strong.
Yeah. But anyways, we'll just get to the final thoughts and reviews.
27:10. So I'll let you go first on this one.
Fuck, man. There's not really much to say. The only track I really liked was the Women respond to bass because of how hard it banged. But everything else was just kind of fucking mid. And I really don't want to give even points for that. I feel like we did a shitty job reviewing this album. And it was also because the album was shitty. Like, like we didn't have anything to add.
We didn't have anything to work with. It was shitty.
Yes. And it's like, fuck, dude. And I don't know how people are going to feel about this review.
Well, listen, we started off strong reading into it with aliens and dwarf fucking underground mining colonies and shit. And then it just fucking went off the rails into hot garbage.
Yeah, I don't know, man. There was like a few good tracks that could be club bangers. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
Women Respond to Bass is like without a doubt the best track. And I don't even think anything else is really worth listening to, with the exception of, what was that track that S is for?
Yeah.
Track number 8. So based on that, based on the two tracks that I like, I give it a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, I was basically, because I liked 3 of the tracks, 2, 3, and 10 or 8 or whatever the S is, 2, 3, and 8. And I thought, like, based on math, it's not a 1-to-1 exactly because there were 13 songs. So like, I feel like 2 was basically where I was going to be at. Because 3 is not, that's too high.
Yeah.
So it's this was a 2. Really, I should be giving this a 0, but and the only reason it wouldn't be a 0 is because it'd be negative if I didn't even like those 3. If those 3 songs weren't even on there or they were bad, it would have been a negative. But I'll give them a little tap. 2 out of 10. This shit's fucking garbage. Yeah, listen to those 3 tracks.
Skip everything else.
Yeah, everything else is fucking not even worth your time. 2, 3.
Especially track 13.
Yeah, track 13. Don't even bother. This was terrible. I'm so depressed. We should have did this album first. God damn.
No, because then I don't even know if we would have gotten to the Mace.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah.
We probably wouldn't have, because I'd have been like, I don't know about that shit.
Yeah.
God, to go from the highs of that to this is just so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. Many such cases. I think I'm just going to go kill myself now. I can't deal with this anymore. Yeah. Anyways, don't fucking listen to him. Don't listen to him. I'm not your supervisor. Do whatever the fuck
you want. Do whatever the fuck you want. I'm glad I wasn't that personally invested.
Yeah, me either. Me either. Anyways. All right. Well, that'll do it for us. you know, if you think we're wrong, let us know. If you think we're right, also let us know. And if you don't care or don't have an opinion, then also let us know that too.
And keep your hands above the bed sheets. We know what you do at night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I don't want to see any motherfuckers walking around with hairy palms up in here, all right? Yeah.